You're on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Kathy Kaler.
I'm Simon Anstey.
And David Sachs.
And David Sachs, the Associate Director at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, formally welcoming you to Chai FM again. Mm. It's always lovely to have you in studio.
Thanks, Kathy.
And, alright, so the anti-Semitism level in South Africa. I mean, the Kaplan Center put out this research. It was about a year ago, I think. Maybe 18 months.
Yeah.
And, it seems to be completely in conflict with the Anti-Defamation League and their statement.
Well, according to the Anti-Defamation League survey, they do periodically attitudinal surveys around the world, and they came up, as you said, South Africa after Poland has the highest rate of negative attitudes towards Jews. It's like one out of two. Now, every second South African you meet is a secret Jew hater, according or Jew disliker, according to this. A very bizarre result, and it does largely contradict what the Kaplan Center brought out.
Where did they get the information? I mean, how did they do their research? Do we know?
Yeah, they interviewed about 515 people by telephone over five language groups, and they asked them 11 – well, they asked them a whole lot of questions, but 11 core questions which usually point to what your attitudes towards Jews. So do you think Jews – have too much economic power? Are they responsible?
Is that an anti-Semitic question?
No.
I'm just thinking like how they would have weighted it, because it is true. We do. We you know, in terms of living standards measures, we are very high.
Well, yes. You know, so maybe in the South African context, saying yes to such a question might not be an indication of hostility towards Jews, whereas in Europe, it probably is, you know, Jews and money. It always goes together. So, based on these core 11 questions, they collate the results and come up with a finding. The Kaplan Center was very different. It found, and quite logically, that actually most South Africans, South African blacks, actually, the only black South Africans.
Oh, then do the Indian coloureds?
They didn't. But since black South Africans are more than 80%, you're talking about, that's the population.
Okay.
And they knew very little about Jews and cared less. You know, it just wasn't an issue for them. And those who did know a bit about Jews, there were fairly high levels of negativity, but very superficial. They hadn't met a Jew. They'd heard, you know, you mustn't Jew me down. They picked it up from the general culture. The feeling was it wasn't really deep-rooted. The negativity towards Jews and attitudes towards Israel were quite balanced.
Yeah.
But this ADL survey was bizarre, and looking more carefully at it, we came up. I don't think we can be taken seriously. Now, we don't want to rubbish another organization. The ADL is an outstanding organization, but the marketing company they got to conduct this research, so far as South Africa is concerned, they got it laughably wrong.
Stats can be skewed
yeah.
to paint a very specific picture. Would you agree, Simon?
I totally do, but listen, I mean, we all live here. We go to work every day and we interact with people. This is so far removed from my reality that it's just almost like a fantasy survey. Where did they get this from? It makes no sense whatsoever.
No, I quite agree, and I think we're racking our brains to see how people could have answered. I'd like to actually point out some of the anomalies and contradictions that we've picked up.
Love you to do that.
Now, South Africa, white supremacists in South Africa, they're not going to be very popular. I think we can understand that the only people likely to view white supremacists with favor would be amongst the whites, and only a small minority of whites.
White supremacists specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is logical.
Yeah.
And 7% of the population is white, maybe a third of that at most, let's say, they like white supremacism. So that's 2.5%. You'd expect at most about 2.5% saying they view white supremacists in a favorable manner. But according to the ADL, it's over 20% think that white supremacists are great. And another 20% aren't sure. So
really?
No, it's more than 40% of South Africans, which includes mostly, you know, black, colored and Indian, think, you know, people who think whites are superior are fine. I mean, that's such a bizarre finding. And that's obviously wrong. And then there are other findings. On the one hand, they say, 38% support sanctions against Israel, but in the But when asked, who do you support in the war between the Israelis and the Palestinians, 23% support the Palestinians and 43% support Israel. So two completely contradictory pieces of information.
That is bizarre.
And another contradictory piece of information is a place like France where it's physically dangerous to be Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, you fear for your life, and how many 50,000 or 20,000 have immigrated to Israel in the last year or so.
Mm.
That's considered one of the better places to be Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, this just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
Now,
France, I mean, here you've got stabbings and shootings and, you know, at least 10 French Jews have been killed in separate attacks over the last few years. It really is quite frightening. But only 15% of the French are said to harbor negative attitudes towards Jews, as opposed to, you know, like Nazi Germany here with 47%.
Hashtag remember Dreyfus.
Yeah.
The Dreyfus affair, that was French.
Yeah.
It's going back a long time.
Yeah.
It was kicked off.
So yeah. This is interesting, because when I first heard the story, I almost wondered what should be my reaction to it, because I almost felt it was fake news. I almost felt even discussing it is giving it a legitimacy that I'm not sure I want to afford it, because I know without any empirical evidence that living here, I've never been exposed to anti-Semitism. It just can't be right.
Mm.
And so yet, where to from here? I mean, how do we get to the bottom of this?
Have they responded at all?
Well, yeah, the marketing company did try to defend themselves. We then sent a very detailed, some of the details I spoke about now and more. I mean, there's a great deal more that just makes absolutely no sense in the South African context. And we sent that to them, and they haven't replied yet. And look, it shows that even an organization of that stature can mess up. And they need to, for the next survey, they've got to consider their methodology very carefully. Because this was frankly a fiasco.
And probably cost a fortune.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Sachs, always lovely to speak to you. You don't have to run away. You're welcome to hang out with us.
Thanks, Kathy.